The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 78 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice. So Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, what's been happening? What's happened? Like any babies, baby mama drama? Come back.
Oh my days. That sounds like a name of a really bad, like, what's bad story or something.
Honestly.
Like two friends fighting over the overall bias and they're both pregnant or something.
Oh god,
it probably exists, you know. Wouldn't be surprised
knowing anyway, what pad it does.
Anyway, first let's talk about Coachella. So 21 reunites on stage after 6 years. So on the 16th of April, CL performs at Coachella as part of the 88 Rising Head in the Clouds Forever set. The crowd was in for unexpected treat as CL was joined on stage by her 21 members, Bom, Dada, and Minzy, with a surprise performance of Nega J Jala Gali. So 21 officially disbanded in 2016. I can't believe it was that long ago. Though they have spoken about wanting to reunite and make music together at some point in the future, the last time all four members performed together was at the 2015 Mnet Asian Music Awards, aka MAMA, making this surprise performance the first group performance in over 6 years. On the 18th of April, CL updated her Instagram regarding the group's recent appearance in a lengthy post, and she shared reasons why the group reunited at Coachella. CL wrote, "I am grateful and blessed to be alive with pleasure, long enough to witness the marks I make and the things I create blossom. After I got invited to Coachella, I really wanted to invite the members too, because I wanted to see us reunite on our terms before it's too late. I wanted to relay my gratefulness to everyone who has been supporting and loving 21 for the past 13 years through this stage performance. For that very reason, today was the most important and meaningful day for me. I hope you could relive the past emotions that you felt through us, thanks to this moment today. I am once again thankful for members who dazzled today's performance and everyone who worked together to make this come true. I will keep running until the day we could perform a full hour on this stage." CL, which is so sweet.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Dara had her iconic hair.
Yes.
Her iconic wacky hair. She doesn't age, that woman.
Honestly. Like, they still look so amazing. I want to know how many cans of hairspray they went through for Dara's hair. I don't know what was keeping it up. Oh, but yeah, no, it's crazy.
Amazing. Didn't she lose a shoe and sock at one point?
Yeah, and like, the show must go on. She just kept going. Love that.
Love that for her. So yeah, that was nice. Also, from the 88 Rising stage, I think Jackson performed and BB and Tasha performed as well on BB's set. Tasha always looks good, to be honest. Yeah. So
I don't know if it's for the 88 Rising stage. It may have been, but I know Millie was there as well.
The rapper?
Yeah.
She might have been. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't know these things. But probably it would make sense.
Vibes.
Moving on. BTS confirmed to return with a new album in June. These men don't know how to sleep, but anyway, on the 17th of April, Big Hit took to Twitter to post a montage video teasing something special coming on the 10th of June. The video was first revealed at their concert in Las Vegas. Along with the video, Big Hit posted a statement. Wow, they forgot what they posted, but they posted a statement. That's what they did. On BTS's fan community Weverse, announcing that the group would be returning on the 10th of June with a new album. So more BTS content. As I said, these men don't know how to sleep. Watching them makes me feel tired. I'm not going to lie.
Honest. Oh my gosh, after you said that, I just like imagined all the other companies being like, okay, let's rejig our schedules.
Yeah, like, quick, let's get them up before. Because they're just going to dominate the charts for months on end.
Honestly. Yes, that'd be cool. I wonder what it will look like, what it will be giving.
Maybe it'll be more hip-hop.
I hope so. I miss that.
Yeah, especially if maybe Snoop Dogg might be, because remember they're meant to do a club with Snoop Dogg,
yeah. So
maybe that's where that will fit. I don't know. You never know with BTS sometimes.
Yeah, I hope they just, not that they don't ever, like, they don't usually have fun, but I hope they just have fun with it and it's whatever they want it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a lot of, I could be wrong, but it seems like they have a lot of creative freedom anyway. So we'll see what this album will give.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, stay posted. June's not that far away, you know? So
I know.
I'm tired. And last but not least, on a serious note, maybe I should have started with this first because now it's, you know, it's a bit of a, it's a bit of a damper, I guess. So trigger warning, mentions SA, if you know what that stands for. So if you want to skip ahead, you can skip ahead. It's not going into detail, but it might trigger people. So Him Chan, former member of the group BAP, admitted to the charge of SA. So on the 12th of April, an appeal trial was held at Seoul Central District Court. Him Chan responded directly to the judge's questions about his position, saying, "I acknowledge all charges," withdrawing his previous position of denying all allegations. Him Chan, who acknowledged and admitted to all charges, also handed in a written letter of self-reflection. The court stated that Him Chan was sentenced to prison in the original trial, so if the appeal is dismissed, he will not be able to escape court arrest. Him Chan was accused of SA towards a woman in her 20s in July 2018. The victim claimed that she had gone on vacation with two men and two women in their 20s, including Him Chan and acquaintances, and during the vacation together is when Him Chan forced himself on her. Wow. Despite that, Him Chan's denial of the charges, the first court trial sentenced Him Chan to 10 months in prison and an order to complete a 50-hour SA treatment program in February last year. At the time, the court explained the reason for the sentencing, saying, "According to the evidence, the victim's statement has significant credibility." In response to this result, Him Chan appealed against the judgment of the first trial. So, yeah, I'm quite shocked at how short the sentence is. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I swear, who is it? There's someone in prison right now for weed for like 3 years. And that's weed. So this is mad to me.
It's crazy.
And what I saw a lot of, I don't know how true it is because I don't know like the Korean criminal system, justice system. But people say maybe the reason why his sentence is like this as well is because he's admitted to it, so it may have, like, lessened his sentence. I don't know. But, yeah.
I don't know about that. I'm shocked. I wasn't expecting that. I've never followed BAP that closely, so I'm not...
I have. This is very disappointing. This is...
crazy.
Yeah, this is terrible. And I just want to wish the victim well and hopefully she is able to get the support and, you know, be able to live her life the best that she can.
Exactly.
Because I can imagine the hell that she's gone through.
Yeah, and it must be a very difficult situation to be in because, like, one, there's going to be side effects physically and mentally for her. but also having a public figure involved. Not everyone has the common sense to support the victim. I'm sure there are still fans that support. Like, we've read and seen some crazy things. So I hope she's able to find closure. That's crazy.
But a bit of a story to end things on, but that's life, unfortunately. But that's I feel weird singing now.
That's hot topics, weird. That's it.
But it is. God. It is. That's hot topics. If there is any stories you want us to talk about, if you want to comment on any stories mentioned previously, then make sure you hit us up on socials @HowYouAtYou. Okay, moving on, I'm picking up the pace to where we went on to your unpopular opinions in the next segment called Say What, where again you send your questions, unpopular opinions, comments, games, questions. I think I said that already. You can send that all to kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou, or you can email them straight to us. That's howyout@gmail.com. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I don't like the double standard in K-pop. I feel like boy groups get away with a lot more things, whereas girl groups are penalized a lot more.
Yeah, but I just think that's just society. I don't think it's a K-pop thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, in terms of context, like in terms of K-pop, yes, this person's absolutely right.
But I think it's also a general thing.
I just feel like,
I do get what this person means. And like you said, it happens in the West and in other contexts and other professions as well, where women are penalized a lot more. Slightly off topic, but don't quote me, but I feel like I saw, I don't know if it was an article or a TikTok or something the other day, but someone said that women, actually, I think it was a LinkedIn article. Someone said that women spend 200 more hours in the office than men do, doing like other mundane tasks. It might be like tidying the office or taking care of other things. And it rarely leads to them being like promoted or recognized for anything. So I don't think it's not along the lines of being penalized as much, but I think it's an overall thing where women tend to have to put in a lot more work. They might not get the promotions or the acknowledgements that they deserve, and they tend to sometimes be penalized a bit more for certain things. But in the context of K-pop, we've seen this happen a lot, where we everyone's kind of like wary of each other, but we might see that male idols have more liberties in terms of who they can be friendly with and who they can interact with and how they can carry themselves, whereas a female idol can't get away with the same things.
Yeah, or it's even a thing of just say, I don't know, a male idol does something bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this is a good thing. He will still get that, a whole swarm of people, no, he's fine. He's learning. He's growing. Mm. Like there's some sort of grace, right? And then a female idol could do something. And usually, maybe this is my bias because I'm female, I don't know. But usually from what I've seen anyway, the quote-unquote bad thing is never anything that bad in terms of, I'm not even talking about like bullying or anything like that. I'm talking about, I don't know, they might be in a dating scandal or I don't know, they're reading a feminist book or something stupid, right? And they will get attacked to the point where if their group is promoting, they may not promote with their group.
True.
Because of the backlash.
That's a good point, actually. And I don't, like, it might not be the right example to give, but one thing that comes to mind is when after BTS, like, had just joined Instagram, V had accidentally followed Jennie, something that's completely out of her control and that she had nothing to do with. But there was still a ton of, I don't even like to classify them as ARMY, because I think an actual fan and supporter would be mature and respectful about things. But then you had all these quote-unquote ARMYs attacking Jennie and X, Y, and Z when she literally had nothing to do with it. You can't control who follows you. So just instances like that. And obviously there's more serious things. I guess I would agree with this one to some extent as well. Even with health and body stuff too, because even like, obviously we know that there's this quote unquote perfect image that idols have to maintain and people need to be fit and whatnot. But a male idol could get away with maybe gaining a bit of weight. Like, he might not have to show much skin anyway and he would be fine. But if a female idol doesn't have abs, or if she gains the slightest bit of weight, the whole world is turned upside down.
Yeah.
It's sad to see, and hopefully we see things progress in a positive light for more equality in that space. But yeah. So on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, it's fine to like some groups more than others, / to be a solo stan. And then I guess it's their second unpopular opinion. I always hear crazy stories about Delulu quote-unquote armies at BTS concerts.
I wish this person said what these stories are. We want to know what these stories are.
Like, spill the tea. Okay. Like,
so tell us.
So the first part, it's fine to like some groups more than others, / to be a solo stan. I think that's fine.
I think that's fine. I think with the what people have issues with when you say you're a solo stan is when certain people regard this person above the group, and they just they seem to, the thing is, they say that they're a fan of, just say, you know, just use this podcast as an example, just say they're like a Shay fan, but they would hate when Shay would do anything with me, but it's just like, we're in a group. That doesn't make sense. It's not like, oh my gosh, like, I loved how Shay sounded last week or whatever, right? It's just like, oh, why does Shanice have to talk so much? Like, the focus is on the wrong thing. It's more like, I stan Shay, but like, I hate everyone else. And I think that's where the issue is. Of course, like, you're gonna have a bias, and maybe, you know, especially if they do like separate things outside the group, you might support that member more or whatever. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Everyone has their own preferences. Mm-hmm. It's just when you do this whole weird, like, I love Shay but hate Shanice thing. It's just like
a supremacy and like anything else.
It doesn't make sense.
Nah, I get that. And I think it can also have a really negative effect on how your fave's life is gonna be. Like, not to be too extreme, but say, for example, there was a group of people that only liked one member of a group. That could have an effect on that member in terms of them having, like, feeling guilty that their other members aren't getting as much light or shine, or feeling guilty that their other members are getting hate because of these quote-unquote, these people that quote-unquote love you. So there's nothing wrong with being a solo stan. I think it's just the hate or, like, supremacy factor that's a bit disturbing. So yes, don't do that. Yeah. And then the second part of this person's unpopular opinion is, I always hear crazy stories about Delulu quote-unquote armies at BTS concerts.
I want to hear the stories. Like, I actually want to hear the story. So if anyone's been to a BTS concert, you're not even just BTS, because I feel like there's Delulu fans in every fandom. Let's be real. Like, let's not just pin the Delulu-ness on armies, because that's another thing that gets someone nervous.
That's not fair, yeah.
It's like, I feel like armies get painted with the Delulu brush, but it's because you guys or like the one of the biggest fandoms K-pop at the moment. So let's not say like Delulu armies. There's just Delulu fans in any fandom. So if you've been to any concert or you just know any Delulu fan stories, we would love to hear them. You can submit that at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. There should be like an other option where you could just type it out to your heart's content name or a stage name or whatever, and we'll read it out. Because we would love to react to these Delulu stories, especially whoever submitted this. Like,
Give us the example.
They always hear crazy stories, so we want to hear what the crazy story is.
Exactly. I don't know if this would count as Delulu, and I'm not going to name names, and sorry if I slip up on any of the details, but I did actually see a few people, because obviously BTS had their concert in Vegas recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw quite a few people complaining about this one girl. I don't remember what her name is. I think she's on like K-pop fashion TikTok, and like she's supposedly an army. And apparently a lot of people are complaining about like bad behavior from her. Like, she was just super overbearing, or like she acted like she was above a lot of people. And she just had like a pretty bad vibe, and interactions that people had with her were like really negative. And there's also, I think there's this video that went viral of hers, where a security guard, because I think she was, I don't know what you call it, but she was like on the floor, like quite close to the front. So the security guard was helping her collect some of like the confetti from the concert.
Mm.
And initially people are like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. Like, you're so lucky you can keep that memory. But then people are like, oh, like, why is she selling this? Like,
oh, she's selling super- it?
Yeah, like, she was selling it online, like, super overpriced. I don't know, like, $30 or $50, for example. So that rubbed a lot of people the same way. I think she also accused another army of, like, copying her look. Because I think she, like, handmade her outfits for the concerts. But people were saying that wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that counts as Delulu. But I think people just need to, like, drop the superiority complex.
Like, I feel like a lot of... Sorry to cut you off.
Go on.
There's a lot of... I don't think it's like a K-pop thing, but I feel like it's more of like an influencer thing, whether you're in K-pop or not, where just because you have a few numbers behind you, you think you're like some superior fan and you look down on people. And this kind of reminds me of... I will call these people... They are fake K-pop fans. They just jumped on it because... the popularity was rising. It's probably like first when like BTS broke into the US or whatever around them times, or maybe just a little bit before. I just think they just jumped in at the right time, and I'm not going to say who they are, but I was working in this place and they came, and bear in mind where I worked before has, even if it did, doesn't matter, but where I worked had nothing to do with K-pop, nothing to do with music, nothing, right? And they came in and...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
They were just like, oh, we're here to blog. So basically they had like a camera person, but they didn't like buy a ticket for the camera person to come in. Okay. And bear in mind, where I work, you can't film in there. So they would have been denied the camera anyway. But they was like so adamant, like, yeah, but we're vloggers. We have X amount of subscribers on YouTube and da 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 da. And I'm like, seriously? Really? There's a lot of people that are just entitled. I just feel like sometimes when they see numbers, people get a bit Delulu. So
that's not right. I think obviously there's like the influencer culture as a whole, which can be so toxic and has so many issues, like what you said, like just being entitled to things and expecting people to flip the world upside down for you. But I would expect better out of K-pop stans, because it is as mainstream as it is, it's still quite a niche thing, and there's a community behind it. So you would think that people would be able to relate to each other a bit more and be more respectful. But no, I've even myself seen some strange things from stans. I'm just like, okay. Or even like, I understand, like, you might really feel connected to your fave or like really protective. But even some of the hate that Olivia was getting, because there was like this stage situation where she was literally sitting next to V and had to play whatever part, like it was a whole storyline. The things that people were throwing her way, and I'm like, what is this? Like, what's wrong with people? I don't consider those types of extreme people fans, in my opinion. And I think sometimes it gets bunched into being a K-pop thing too much.
Yeah.
We have to remember that a lot of current K-pop fans were like One Direction fans, were Justin Bieber fans. Like, is that same fan culture? A lot of it's just migrated to K-pop. Yeah, so it's a people problem.
Yeah.
Yes, but thank you for those. Provide any examples or any stories you want us to break down, like Shanice said. We'd love it to read. And now on to our last unpopular opinion. I don't feel like older groups need to try to keep pushing comebacks. For example, Super Junior. We are having beautiful weather today.
Super Junior, yeah. To be honest, I don't feel like other older groups really push comebacks like that. I feel like they need to come back more.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe certain people may feel that way because, especially if you're kind of newish into K-pop, you may not really care about the older groups. So it's just like, you had your time, like, move on. So maybe mm-hmm. that's why certain people may feel that way. But for people that's been in it and obviously have been fans of other older groups, it's nice to see the older groups. You like to see... I would love to even see a group, an older group debut. When I say older, they're not even that much older. I'm talking about their youngest would be flipping 23. Like, do you know yeah. what I mean? And the oldest is like 30. Let's have some more grown concepts, both for men and women. Let's have more mixed groups. Like, let's do more. I feel like with K-pop, because there's so many groups that are being, like, pumped out like a machine, especially like when you've been in it for a while, and this is why me and Shay are sometimes lost. It's because it's just like, okay, I don't know what I should focus on, who to look at. Then you get overwhelmed. Then all the groups that you were like your number ones or like, you know, you're always checking up for, they slowly disappear or the companies don't care about them anymore. So they disband and they go on to do different things. And then it's just like, I don't know where to look. And then the next thing you know, the next group that's debuting, they're like 15. And now you feel weird because it's just like, is this for me? Like, do you know what I mean? No, so it's kind of like you're starting again. But bringing it back to this, because that went on a whole different tangent. I personally feel like Super Junior needs to be stopped. I'm sorry.
Like a sort of partition.
I'm sorry. There's a few problematic members in there, and it doesn't seem like they seem to learn. Like Flippin, what's his name? Is it Siwon? Did you see his TikTok?
No.
Deep sigh. So you know how there's like, or for those that don't know that don't use TikTok like that, there's like a filter on TikTok where it flashes flags, right? And the whole premise that people are doing with it is like, if you just say it's like me and Shay, right? So just say like the filter's on top of me. Whatever flag that lands on, I need to guess what country that flag is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is like, if I get it wrong, then Shay, you would hit me with a pillow, right?
Okay. So
that was the whole premise of his TikTok. So a flag popped up. I can't remember what flag it was now. Why did my man say... Ah, Wakanda.
What?
Yeah, and he did the whole cross Wakanda X. He's like, ah, Wakanda. And then obviously got hit by the pillow and we're just like, everyone was just like, really?
Respectfully, Jill, I'm sorry. What?
At least you're going to guess a country. I'm not expecting you to know every country. I don't. If you probably show me a flag right now, I probably won't know what flag that is. But at least name a real country.
Oh my God. That I don't even know. I'm so triggered. Why is that like such ignorant uncle behavior? Why would you do that?
And he put anyway, but Super Junior, yeah, they need to be stopped because I think we've spoken about Super Junior.
We have.
We probably sound like I'm not a hater. They had their time. They have good songs. I just feel like there's different people in the group that want to do different things and. It's not marrying well. Mm-mm. Like, for example, I know, for example, just say, we take BTS, for example, right?
Yeah.
You could tell in that group that there's, that they are drawn to different types of music, whatever. And within their solo works, they may explore that. So Jungkook might go more down a poppy route. And, you know, Suga is going down a more hip-hop route or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But then I feel like, with their albums and when they create music, they will still incorporate all those elements, but it's still them and it still feels authentic.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with, and I could be wrong because I don't listen to like Super Junior albums like that, but like Super Junior has some really great songs, even, not even just like early stuff, like even later stuff, they have really good songs, but I just don't see it marrying well. Like, why 1 second you guys are the hip hop guys, but it's, like, really cringe. Like, you've got a bandana around your forehead, a scarf around your forehead. And then, but it's, like, it's not adapted to everyone in that group. Do you get what I mean? So, like,
yeah,
for certain members, it looks good. But, like, for another member, it just looks awkward. And it's like, please,
I think stop. That's sometimes the issue with... I've seen it done in the music industry in general and probably in the overall entertainment space. It's okay to age with your music. I think not to be too much of a Gen Z, they're not old, but they're mature men. So you could take on more mature styles. I don't think you need to be your age. And no, I'm not saying this might sound
I know
bad.
Exactly
at
what you
at the
mean.
Physical
like,
stature that you're
ahead,
at, like be, I don't think you need to be as mature as you are and still be trying to pull a TXT. Like you're not a teenager
yeah,
anymore.
I get what you mean. It's kind of like, if you want to do a hip hop concept, you could do a hip hop concept, but make it make sense to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, for like even if you take EXO, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
They may have like an like R&B-ish concept, but they're not going to start talking about their crush. They're going to be talking about, you're my woman and I want to take you out to dinner.
Purr. I want to
but do you know what I mean? Like, it's adaptable to their age. Whereas I feel like, as you said, especially, and it's not all, that's the thing. It's just like inconsistent. It's not like Super Junior don't know how to do it. But it's just like, especially like with the, I was just saying like with the hip hop stuff, right? It's like, it's like they're trying to give me rookie, but give me like, but we're not rookies out here. But it's just like, this is very cringe. It's kind of like your uncle finds out that you like this song, but you like this song from 5 years ago, and now he's like, look, I know all the words, and you're like, uncle, stop.
I think they just have to acknowledge that they're not oppas anymore, they're addresses, and that's okay. Like, that's all right.
They just if they just did a grown and sexy concept, that could still work, because they're that not old work. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if they did like something, you know, like a 2 p.m. at a jonge,
honestly,
like even something like, not necessarily that, but like something along those lines, where, you know, it's grown, it's manly, it's do you know what I mean? Like, talk about, Why can't they be like the Korean version of, do a Korean version of, you know, Jagged Edge, like, meet me at the altar in your white dress, you know?
But I think marriage. That might be annoying for some of their fans, because people forget that as much as you can pick up new fans down the line, your fans age with you. And I saw a really good example of this. Once again, this person is not old, but Justin Bieber, for example, at the beginning of his career, he was singing about wanting to be your boyfriend, want to take you out, go on dates, woo you. Now he's singing about like adult life, like he gets his peaches out in Georgia and like what he's doing. Like, he's not still singing about wanting to be your boyfriend. Like, it's
that's
fine to age with your music and your fans. Like,
Super Junior can sing about bringing their fans to the altar in their white dress. Let's sing
what's
about
wrong
marriage.
With that?
Let's sing about, I brought a house in Busan with a backyard and a white picket fence. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, it doesn't have to be like, yeah, I'm in the club. No, you're not in the club. And if you are, get out. Like,
who would let you in
stop.
The club?
And it's the styling in some of these videos as well. As I
oh
said,
my
like,
gosh.
Let's not tie a scarf around so-and-so's head. That's not cool. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my
like, let's not do that. No. I like, I think the last song I liked, there might be a song after that, but the only song that I, the last recent song that I remember that I probably liked was that, Yo Lo Siento.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That was a nice song.
Yeah,
that was good.
A cute vibe.
So, you know.
So, on like, it's fine to closing thoughts, it's fine to age with your music and your fans. Sing about things that are relevant to your age group, or disband if you're still going to be problematic. Pick one of the three, or all of them, all of the above.
Yeah, and we just feel like it's not an older group thing, because as we said, older groups don't get the shine.
No.
Anyway. It's a super...
We would love to see older groups.
It's Super Junior. I'm sorry, Super Junior, I'm sorry, but it's you. You guys are the problem. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
And it's not even, the thing is, it's not even the, it's like a class thing. when I say classroom, I mean the school classroom, where there's like two or three stupid kids in your class, but they just ruin it for the whole class. That's what I think it is. I don't even think it's the whole of Super Junior. It's just that there's the odd few, and it's just like, oh, this is tiring.
Yeah. So. And they have, like, a good example in the example that you gave of EXO. I feel like EXO's aged with their fans and aged with their music, even though they're still super young. So it's fine. And side note, I would love to see older debut groups. Yes. Not in terms of having to be super old, but like you said, like 24 or 23 upwards. I think that would be nice. Because I think for a lot of fans and stans our age, I feel super uncomfortable when I hear, oh, this new group's coming out. Because you can't pick a bias. Because the oldest member's 15. You can't do that. Unless you want to go to jail.
But it's not even that. Like, because the thing is, obviously, there's nothing wrong with have that BB's your bias, right?
Yeah.
From Jumping Jacks. Don't call your group. If I ever see a group called Jumping Jacks, I'm suing. And that's a terrible name. BB from Jumping Jacks, the Magni, yeah. There's nothing wrong with her being your fave, but in a way, it still feels like, because of how involved sometimes you are as a fan, like, you know, like BB's favorite color and her favorite meal. Creepy. It's like, this is weird. You're 15.
<It's> very weird. No offense, if your bias has to leave music events at like the curfew time, like at 9 p.m., you should pick a new bias. Something's wrong there. An extra side note.
Yeah, go on.
Extra side note. Speaking of EXO, I think it was Hello 82. They done a video with Suho where he spoke in English for the entire video. And it was so cute. I don't feel like I've ever heard him speak English.
No, I'm trying to think. I don't think I have either.
No, you need to watch it. It was so cute. And like, once again, even though he's young and his group is still technically a young and fresh group, you can feel that he's matured with his style, the way he carries himself. I listened to some of his new tracks that he put out. And I don't know, Sue has always just been EXO's dad in my head. Like, not that he's super old, but obviously he's the leader. But his new music really surprised me. It kind of has like an edgy kind of rock style to it.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, get it, Suho, I guess. yes, that was the
side. But also, before you wrap this up, something, like, I feel people have to realize how young the K-pop industry is.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about with Western stars, Cardi B would be considered old. Megan would be considered kind of old.
True.
Doja Cat would be old. Like, they are not old.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. Speaking of ages, someone made a TikTok and apparently, I don't remember his name. You know Billie Eilish's brother?
Phineas.
Apparently he's the same age as Jungkook.
Really?
Yes.
Well, beautiful gowns.
That made my head spin, but yeah.
Yeah. See, nothing makes sense.
It don't. The math is not mathing.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
But wait, let me Google it right now, because I can't just leave all of my trust in TikTok, but I'm pretty sure they're the same age. His name is Phineas, right?
Phineas and Ferb.
Wait. Phineas... What's his surname? Does he have a surname? They should have a surname.
So I just put Billy's brother. That's what I'm doing. He's 23? No way. What?
Yep.
He's 23.
Yep. Well, it says he's 24, which is the same age as Jungkook.
But this man looks older than... Okay. Okay. That was say what, guys? I think we should wrap this up.
I'm screaming. So never judge a book by its cover.
Moisturize, kids.
I'm just going to make your head spin a bit more, but this one isn't as scary. But I also found out that RM and Johnny from NCT are the same age, apparently.
Oh, that kind of makes sense to me.
It makes sense, but it also doesn't. Like, it really made my head hurt. Because... That when this needs a whole episode of its own, ages and K-pop. That means that Yuta calls Johnny Hyung, and I always thought that Mark and Johnny were maybe 2 years apart. They're like 5 years apart.
Yeah,
so that didn't sit well with me. It took me about a day to recover from all of that information. But yes, thank you for all of your unpopular opinions that you submitted. And remember that if you want to send anything to us, you can DM them to us on socials, leave it in the comments, head over to TikTok, join the conversation there. Or you can leave your thoughts, feelings, or requests anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/hallyu@you. And now it's time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will let you know what's been on our radar. So this could be anything we're listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
On my radar is BTS. They had their concert in, or concerts, I'm guessing it's plural, in Las Vegas. And there's a clip where, I can't remember who it was. Who was it? I don't remember now, but it was someone. They was like, gentlemen, let me make some noise. And they were like, yeah. It was like a whole row of men. And I thought, this is amazing. And like, even they were shocked at how many men were in the crowd. So yeah, I quite enjoyed that clip. Like, uh-huh. Everyone was just shocked. And all the guys were like, yeah, let's go. Like, I loved it. I love a good fanboy. I think it's great. So that was fun. Also, I haven't posted this week, but I have videos on YouTube again. Ooh. So if you want to watch it, thank you. Goodbye.
I also saw, I think, the clip that you're talking about with the BTS concert. I think it was V that was instigating all of that. And like, anytime the opposite side would cheer too early, and he'd be like, calm down, wait. Like, no, that was cute. I think fanboy representation is important in K-pop because we don't always see it, or sometimes we forget it. So that's cute. On my radar, Sick K apparently has a beard and a moustache.
Yes, he does. Very interesting.
So that was a creative choice. Respect it. Yeah, I think that was about it. Reading webtoons and K-dramas, still open to any requests. Not requests, recommendations from anyone. But yes, I guess that's that.
That's all we have time for. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send any of your stories, requests, or opinions to hallyut@gmail.com if you want to email them, or you can leave them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/hallyu@you.
Yes, I've been Shanice from Kpopbox. You can follow me at kpopbox_ on YouTube, kpopbox1.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at The K-Way.
And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.